Listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from those high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you again, folks. Good to have you there. We're sitting here at the headquarters of our two police and military associations, and this is my 24th year volunteering my time here to reach out and awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to the truth out there, to their constitutional oath that they took to defend the people of the United States, the Constitution of the United States, and not, as they're taught today, to defend and protect the system from the people. And so it's been an interesting 24 years, folks, believe me, working with our police and soldiers. As a former soldier from the Vietnam era, and also now a former retired disabled police officer from the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona. We've had a great time over this 24 years, awakening our brothers and sisters in uniform to their constitutional duty and their duty to God and country. And today we're going to be following up on that education and putting forth knowledge and answering questions of this old cop and soldier here, because I have questions for our guest today. And our guest, as I believe I told you a few days ago, is Pastor John Weaver. Now, Pastor John Weaver is my pastor. He is the man who married my wife and I together, and we are very, very pleased to know this man of God because he's very, very unusual. And I say that in a kind way because he's unusual, because he's a graduate of Bob Jones University, been a pastor for over 30 years now, and he's a native of Georgia. And he escaped somehow from Bob Jones University with a knowledge that our Lord laid on his heart that he should not go in and become a government church and become an agent of the government by accepting a 501c3 tax-exempt status for his church, nor a incorporating his church under the state. Very unusual man. We'll be back in just a moment to introduce you more to Pastor John Weaver, and then to get some of this old cop's questions answered. Be right back.
Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink that is sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia, Gatto Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gatto Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gatto Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gatto Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gatto Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and how they meet the demands of a busy day in a natural and healthy way. Try Gatto Cafe today. Visit www.gethealthyoncoffee.com or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. Again, that is 888-784-0718.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, folks, to the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McGlam, retired up here in the Great Rocky Mountains, just volunteering my time 10, 12 hours a day, 14, 16 some days. And it's good duty, folks. We're working with great police officers and soldiers, I must say, of every race and every religion. Good cops, good soldiers that love freedom and are helping us, working together with us to try to retain freedom here in the United States, bring us back under our constitutional republic. We have some good debates over religion, of course, because we're of different faith, but that's okay. That's healthy. But I've invited Pastor John Weaver on with us tonight and want to tell you that, as I said, a very unusual minister. He did not get caught up some way, praise God, in the misguiding influence of the university, Bob Jones University, the seminaries, the Bible schools, as our ministers have gotten tied up with today. He doesn't go along with the Scofield Reference Bible, which is almost a sin before God today if you talk to other ministers, because when they went to seminary, they were taught from, most of them were taught from the Scofield Reference Bible. And for some reason, God has opened this man's eyes to go into the holy word of God only and preach the whole word of God. This man is an expositor of God's word. His preaching style is in the tradition of our early American pastors whose pulpits were aflame with righteousness and were truly the cradle of America's Christian liberty. Because remember, folks, there is no liberty without God. You can't have it. And so with that said, I want to bring on our dear brother, Pastor John Weaver, and thank him for being on with us tonight. Pastor John, are you there?
Yes, I am, and certainly a joy to be with you again.
Oh, brother, it's so good to have you on. My wife sends her wishes, best wishes to you and Alice.
I appreciate that. We're looking forward.
We're hoping she's feeling well enough. I don't know, though. She's not feeling very well today, but hopefully next week when you're here, we're all excited in this area here to have you here again to preach to us for two nights. And let me tell the listeners out there, folks, it's 6:30 at the Lewis and Clark Sacagawea Inn there, the restaurant in the back room. And it's from 6:30 to, I think, 9, I think, brother, something like that. And it's the 11th and 12th. It is Tuesday and Wednesday next week. And if you want to hear a pastor that preaches the Word of God, folks, like it's supposed to be preached from the Holy Word of God, then please come and join us Tuesday and Wednesday night. I know that some of our people in this area are listening to this program tonight, Pastor. That's why I wanted to put that little plug in so that we can have more of them there with us. And I ask you to come on, brother, because here at our two police and military associations, we have Jewish brothers and sisters in the military and law enforcement. We have Catholics. We have, my goodness, we have Southern Baptists. We've got Mormons. We've got everything in uniform, as you know, in this nation. Muslims, you know, that all love freedom and love America and are trying to help us retain our freedoms here and get those freedoms back that we've lost. But we're coming up against a problem all the time. We are, of course, we report on the war going on and these international crime syndicate leaders we have in this nation, England, Israel, Canada, you name it, that are a part of bringing our soldiers of our various nations together to force nations under this Antichrist world government system. And everything's okay if we talk about the government of Britain and the evil leadership it has there that's working to help set up this Antichrist world government system. And we can talk about the evil leadership in Washington, D.C., which it truly is, using our soldiers to force nations in this Antichrist world government system. But my goodness, brother, when we talk about Israel's evil leadership, you can imagine what happened. Oh, my goodness gracious. The Christians think they've seen Dracula himself, and they go running from the room. They shut off the radio, and they have this belief that if Israel or a Jew tells us to do something as Christians, we better obey or God's going to get us. And they don't want to hear anything. But it is so critical today that we talk about Israel, brother, because they're playing such a valid and important part in what we're doing in the Middle East today. And
yes,
so I
sir.
Invited you on, brother, to tell us about what I see and what I've heard you say and other ministers say that we're involved today in something called Israel worship. Mm-hmm. And it's strange, and this old cop can't explain it very well. But I want you to tell us about this Israel worship today. And also I want to ask you some questions I've wanted answered for a long time. And I know that kind of shakes you sometimes because I'm pretty direct. For example, I'd like to know what a Hebrew is because
mm-hmm.
I'd like to know what a Jew is. I'd like to know what a Gentile is. And maybe you could even start out tonight by clearing up some of these terms because they're very confusing. For example, people tell me that a Hebrew, or ministers tell me a Hebrew and a Jew is the same, but then I hear others telling me, that's not true. And so that's confusing. And then I also hear about 12 different definitions of what a Jew is, even from Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a debate about what a Gentile is. So maybe before we get into Israel worship today, for the Christians today, maybe you could describe for me what these terms are when we talk about a Jew today. What is a Jew? What is a Hebrew? And what's a Gentile? Would you like to take that on, brother? I know that's a plateful right there.
Well, I'm willing to take it on, but
okay.
I'm also willing to tell you this,
uh-huh.
that there's no way in the world that I can handle the entire subject tonight, okay?
Okay.
We'd
be happy to have you on.
Yeah.
Again, for sure.
Well,
but I'll bet you've got some tapes on this.
Oh, yes,
you?
Sir. I have six tapes just on this question, who is Israel?
Oh, my goodness.
And,
okay.
Let me begin by saying, in one sense of the word, that if you ask who is Israel, then in one sense of the word, you are going to get an answer based upon one's eschatology primarily. Now, eschatology is the study of last things, So if you ask a historic premill or dispensational premill or an amill or postmill, usually you're going to get a different answer as to who Israel really is. And then when you do get an answer then that would agree, then, of course, some of them are going to disagree as to the role that Israel is going to play.
Yeah.
I try to always make a distinction between what I would call saved Israel, and I can explain that a little bit later, and national or fleshly Israel. But let me try to get to the question that you've just kind of set out for me very quickly.
Okay, yeah.
First of all, take the term Jew. That term certainly has been greatly misused, misunderstood, and mistaken. And there's certainly a difference between the way the term is used in the Bible and the way that it is used today. The very first time the word occurs in the Bible is 2 Kings chapter 16 and verse 6, where the Jews there are delineated separately from Syria and from Israel. So I think that's very interesting, you have this delineation here, and you have Syria and Israel fighting against the Jews. Now,
right.
The Hebrew word that is translated Jews is the word Yehudi, which literally means a Judahite or a descendant of Judah. Now, as you see that term in the Bible, it usually refers or describes a person or persons from the tribe of Judah, or the kingdom of Judah, or the land of Judah, or Judea, or the nation of Judah, or the house of Judah. Really, the term refers to anyone who belongs to the tribe of Judah, or lived on the land, or in the nation, or the house of Judah. Those would be called a Judahite. However, when you get to the term Israel, Israel is a term that would refer primarily to all of the 12 tribes. Judahite.
Let me stop you just a minute here. A little background. I think you're saying that there's a man called Jacob, and God changed his name to Israel, that had 12 sons. And so when
mm-hmm.
you say 12 tribes, you're talking about 12 brothers, aren't you?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So you've got to remember that Judah and Israel split under Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, and they became actually two separate kingdoms. You had the southern kingdom, which was known as Judah, and you had the northern kingdom, which was known as Israel. So you can it's a very confusing thing in one sense of the word. A man can be a Judahite. I'm using the term the way it is in the Bible. That is someone from the tribe of Judah. He could be an Israelite, and he could also be a Benjamite. I mean, now that's exactly how Paul described himself. He said that he was a Hebrew of the Hebrews. That is, he was descended from Eber, but he was also a Benjamite. He was a tribe of Benjamin, since Benjamin and Judah were in the southern kingdom. So he was a Judahite, but he was also an Israelite in the sense that he was a descendant, of course, of one of those 12 men. So the term Israel would cover all of those tribes, but the term Judah or Judahite would refer mainly to the Southern Kingdom. Now, the interesting thing is, when you get to the New Testament...
Okay, brother, hang on just a minute here. This music's going to cut us off. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Fascinated by this conversation tonight. This is so critical today, so critical in geopolitics today, in politics in general today, where our soldiers are going to be fighting, why our soldiers are fighting in the Middle East today and dying over there. This is also critical, so I hope you're paying good attention. I certainly am. Let's go back to our brother, Pastor John Weaver here. And Pastor John, we interrupted you there, but you touched on something. You said it. You said the word Hebrew and the word Heber, the name of a person named Heber. And I'm wondering, as soon as you finish up where you just left off, if you'd tell us about if the Hebrews are the Jews, okay? But continue in,
continue where you left off there. I'm going to try to answer that even here, by the way.
Okay.
But I was mainly saying that the word Jew or Judahite in the Old Testament actually referred to someone who was of the kingdom of Judah, someone who was in the land. When you get to the New Testament, occasionally it is used in reference to a Judahite, that is someone from the tribe of Judah, but mainly it now refers to a religion. For instance, in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 13, Paul said, "You have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion."
Okay.
So what happened in the New Testament, you have the Pharisees and the Sadducees who perverted the Old Testament, and especially the Old Testament teaching concerning the law. And they developed a new religion, and basically the new religion was known as Judaism, or the Jews' religion. Now, Judaism has absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. Judaism and Christianity are totally opposites. You must remember, it was these Pharisees, it was these Sadducees, it was these Jews, so to speak, that not only persecuted and hounded Christ relentlessly, but all of the apostles as well. Now, the point I'm trying to make here is this. There are a lot of preachers who will refer to our heritage as Judeo-Christian. That's an oxymoron. That's totally opposite. We might be, you might could say, a Hebrew Christian or an Israelite Christian or an Old Testament relation to Christian, but you can't have a Judeo-Christian in the sense that Judeo refers to Judaism, which is a totally separate religion from that of the Old Testament and from that of the New Testament.
Okay, so the Torah, when you say Judeo-Christian, you're not talking about a Torah Christian then. You're probably talking about a Kabbalah or Talmud
sure,
Christian.
Sure. The word Torah just mainly refers to the five books of Moses, the law, but the word Torah literally means authoritative instruction. So all of God's word is law. All of God's word is authoritative instruction, but you do not have that in Judaism. In Judaism, you go over and above and beyond the word of God to that which is not the word of God at all.
Okay, so this is the traditions of men that God or Jesus spoke against and said it was very, very evil. So we're talking about the Talmud and the Kabbalah that is practiced today by the Judeo or the Judaite, and not the Torah at all, then.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
The Torah would refer, like I said, the Torah would refer to the Old Testament, or in reality, all of the Bible. But
okay,
once you get to the Talmud and the Mishnah and the Gemara and the Kabbalah, none of that is biblical. All that is either oral or written tradition or the interpretation of the Pharisees or the legalism of the Pharisees.
Of what I've read of those documents, brother, it seems like, although a rabbi will tell you that it explains the Old Testament, it explains the Torah, but from what I've read of it, it destroys the Torah. It supersedes it. It criticizes it. Is that what you found?
Oh, yes, and that's very obviously. In fact, they will tell you very quickly that it is over and above and beyond the Word of God. In other words, theirs is basically that which they would say would be the truth, and the Bible would not be truth, and they would place everything else basically above the Bible, period.
What did Jesus say about that, traditions of the elders? I forget, but I remember it was pretty negative.
Well, you'll find that in Mark 7 and Matthew chapter 15. He said, with their tradition, they make void the Word of God.
Uh-huh.
And in other words, very closely and very clearly, he condemned them. Of course, that's why they hated him so and went about to destroy him, because he was just simply constantly and consistently violating their laws and their traditions.
I see. Okay. Okay, now tell us about this guy Heber, and where'd the word Hebrew, the preachers today tell us Jews and Hebrews are the same.
Well, the interesting thing is, we find that Abraham, of course, he was a Shemite in the sense that he was a descendant of Shem. You'll find that in Genesis 11.
Right.
But also he's referred to as Abraham the Hebrew in Genesis chapter 14. And that is evidently derived then from his ancestor Eber, who is also mentioned there in Genesis chapter 11 as well. Now, the interesting thing is, when you begin to talk about Abraham, you see, Abraham was not a Jew. That may surprise you.
Oh, boy, that shocks a lot of listeners out there, I'm sure. Okay, brother, we'll be right back. We're at the bottom of the hour, folks, and it's going to get more interesting. I would ask you to get a pencil and paper, because we're not going to be able to get through everything we'd like to tonight, but we're going to tell you where to get a lot more material from the Holy Bible to prove all this is true tonight. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain, but what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
988-6833. Oh, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks. A lot of cops and soldiers out here are interested in this issue, and a lot of them are Jewish, good American Jewish soldiers and police officers, too, because, brother, they've brought me some great books in here. And passing them around, they brought us Israel Shuhak, Jewish History, Jewish Religion. They brought us another Jewish brother in New York, a cop there for about 23 years. Brought me Arthur Kessler's book, The 13th Tribe. So a lot of Jews today are interested in these subjects, too, that love America, and they truly are working with us to try to save this nation. So, brother, pick it up where you left off. And folks, I want to tell you, get your pencils and papers, because any minute now we're going to give out a way and for you to get more backup material, which comes straight from the Holy Word of God, nowhere else. It doesn't come from the traditions of men. It doesn't come from seminaries. It doesn't come from the Scofield Reference Bible, but right from the Word of God. So please get your pencils and papers ready. Brother, go ahead and pick up where you left off there.
Well, I was just pointing out the fact that Abraham was not a Jew. In fact, he certainly never called that, and he certainly was not that. In fact, the Old Testament is quite clear that Abraham's home was originally in Lower Mesopotamia, and specifically the town of Ur. In fact, the Bible tells us in Genesis 11, Genesis 12, that his native city was not only Ur, but Ur of the Chaldees.
Yes.
Which means by birth, Abraham's nationality would be Chaldean or Babylonian.
Uh-huh.
Now, the point I'm trying to make here is this. Contrary to Jewish tradition, which says that Abraham was perfect and that Abraham kept the law of God before the law of God was ever revealed to him, Scripture tells us that he was in Babylon, that he was Ur of the Chaldees, and they were notorious idolaters and specifically moon worshipers. And so the Bible says in Isaiah 51, verses 1 and 2, "Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, you that seek the Lord, look unto rock, to the rock whence you're hewn, and to the hole of the pit which you're digged. Look to Abraham your father and to Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him." So God says that we're to look specifically to the rock from whence we were hewn and to the hole of the pit which we were pulled out of. Well, what kind of pit did God pull Abraham out of? Well, he pulled him out of notorious idolatry, according to Genesis chapter 12. And he brought him to himself, and he saved him, and of course, he gave him the promises there. But the interesting thing is this. When Abraham would find a wife for Isaac, who, by the way, was not a Jew either, he sent him back to Mesopotamia. And, of course, the interesting thing is, he sent him back to the land there, and guess what? Laban, Rebekah's brother, and Bethuel, her father, they're referred to specifically in the Bible as Syrians. Not Jews, but Syrians. Genesis 25, verse 20, and Genesis 28, Genesis 31. In fact, Jacob, as you mentioned earlier, whose name was changed to Israel, he was the one who dwelt in the land of Syria with Laban, working for his wives 20 years.
That's right.
And, and he's even referred to as a Syrian in Genesis 31 and verse 41. Now, the interesting thing is this. When you come to Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 through 5, the confession that all of the Old Testament saints had to make was this: a Syrian ready to perish was my father. And, of course, it's referring there to Jacob, who is referred to basically as a Syrian. So the point I'm trying to make is this Jew or the tribe of Judah could not have even existed until Judah was born later on, and that tribe descended basically from him, which demonstrates that, once again, that basically God's salvation is by grace through faith. It's not based upon race. It's not based upon deeds. And no one is God's chosen people just because they are descended from a certain individual, or at least they want to do that or claim that. That's why in the book of John, chapter 1, the Bible says he came into his own, but his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, who were born not of the flesh, he makes that extremely clear, nor of the works of the flesh, nor of blood. So very clearly then, you can be a physical descendant of anybody, but that doesn't mean that you have any special connection to God's grace.
Now, okay, about a few weeks back, there was a very rotund, some people would say fat, a multimillionaire glitter bug on television Sunday a few weeks back, and he was a minister in a church that holds about 30,000 people, and he said that you guys out there that stand against the Jews and against Israel today, God is going to get you. Abraham said that. And so here's Abraham, 1,100 years before Judah was even born. Who was Abraham talking about, and why do the Christians run from us if we say something about the Jews or Israel today and just get out of the room because they think God's going to send a lightning bolt and smoke us out of our tennis shoes?
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing is, first of all, you need to study the word elect or election, not only in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament as well. And, of course, when you talk about election, you've got to understand, first of all, there is a national election, just like Israel was elected to be God's people in the Old Testament. I mean, that is true. He did not choose the Babylonians, the Assyrians, or the Egyptians. He chose them. That is a national election. There is also what you and I would call a priestly election, a vocational election is the word I was trying to look for, where God chose Levi to be his priest. He didn't choose Judah or Benjamin or Manasseh or Issachar. He chose Levi. That is a vocational election. Then there is what is known in the Bible as a messianic election. Isaiah 42 and verse 1, the Bible says that he chose Christ to be the Messiah. And then there is a soteriological election, that is an election unto salvation. And over in the Bible, it is those who believe on Jesus Christ. That is why in Romans chapter 4, Abraham is called the father of all them that believe. He's not the father of those who do not believe. He is only the father of those who believe.
Very interesting.
And when you get to Galatians 3 and verse 9, the Bible says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. So once again, the children of Abraham are those who follow in his steps, according to Romans chapter 4. And our Lord himself said it in John chapter 8 to those Jews who did not believe on him. He said, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. So very clearly, they were not Abraham's children because they were not of faith.
Okay, now back to my question, though. Abraham was talking about someone, and this minister is trying to tell us that he was talking about the Jews, that if we speak anything against the Jews or Israel over there today, God is going to wipe us out. And is that what Abraham was talking about?
Well, of course not. Of course not. Now, listen to this. Let the Scripture interpret the Scripture. Now, the Bible said in Genesis chapter 12 to Abraham and his seed, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you think about Abraham's seed, most people think about his physical descendants.
Yes.
It has nothing to do with his physical descendants. And I'm going to show you that in the Bible in just a moment. But most people would try to interpret that to mean that all of his descendants are God's people. Well, we know better than that. Esau certainly was not God's people. I mean, that's very clear. There were plenty. Look at the people he killed in the wilderness for their unbelief.
Oh, yeah.
There are plenty of his physical descendants who were not his people. But when you get to the Bible in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 16, you will find out who the true seed of Abraham was. Listen very carefully. Genesis 3 and verse 16, Paul says, now to Abraham and his seed, singular by the way, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Paul says, he saith not to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Who is the true seed of Abraham? It is Christ.
Okay.
He is the one. All those promises that were given to Abraham were given to him and his seed, and that true seed is none other than Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
Let me give you one other.
Okay.
One other scripture. Listen to this one in Galatians 3 and verse 29. I don't know how you can refute it, but here it is. If you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to promise. So if you belong to Christ, that is, if you've been truly saved by the grace of God through faith in Jesus Christ, all the promises that God gave to Abraham are ours because we are the true seed in Christ. Christ is the true seed, but we who believe are indeed the recipients of all that, all those promises.
Fantastic. Wow. That's beautiful. I mean, that's really beautiful, and it's so well explained, brother, right out of the Holy Bible. I appreciate that so much.
Now, there's a multitude of other passages. Romans 9 is one of those passages that is very clear. If we got just a few minutes before the break, I'd start it.
That's right. Romans 9, by the way, by the way, brother, let's as soon as you can, let's give out a contact number for people to get some of your wonderful tapes that'll follow up on what we're talking about today. I'm very interested, and maybe you will bring some of those with you Tuesday and Wednesday, that series
sure.
on what we're talking about here, because I've got a lot of your tapes, but I don't have that set yet.
Yes,
that's tape
I'll
of,
be
a
sure
set
to
of five.
You.
Thank you.
Okay.
You want to give out a contact number or a way people can get a hold of your
sure,
tapes, brother?
Sure.
Okay.
They can either call me at 229-423-4366.
Give that one more time. One more time.
All right. 229-423-4366.
Okay.
Or write me at John Weaver, P.O. Box 394, P.O. Box 394, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. So that's P.O. Box 394,
good.
Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750.
Good, brother. And before we end the program, I want you to give that out again because I can hear papers rustling and people looking for their pencil right now. Okay. All right. Continue on, please.
Well, I was just going to point out what the Apostle Paul said. And like I say, I try to cover these verses. It takes me six messages to do so, but I try to cover them and explain them as I get to them. But the Apostle Paul is handling an objection in Romans chapter 9, and he's just trying to show that the promises of God do not fail. And he says in verse 6, not as though the word of God has taken none effect. In other words, there is no failure in the word of God, in the promise of God. And then he makes this statement, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? They are not all Israel who are of Israel. So there is an elect within an election. There's a remnant within this group. So he says, just because here is all these physical descendants, that does not mean that they are all Israel. Now, if you don't understand that, let me put it like this. I could say not everyone who is in the church is in the church. You understand? Put it like this, not everyone who's in the church is a Christian.
Oh,
I mean, there's an elect within this group, you see.
True, very true.
Now he goes on to further explain that when he says, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. Now that just blows you out of the water right there. Neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children. So just being a physical descendant of Abraham does not make you a child of God. Then he says, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So in reality, you've got to remember that Isaac was the child of promise. Isaac was the child that would never have been born except for a supernatural intervention of God. You remember that Ishmael was rejected.
Yeah.
And he was the physical descendant of Abraham. He was Abraham's flesh and blood.
That's right.
But he said, no, I'm not going to have Ishmael. In Isaac, your seed's going to be called. So when Abraham was 100 and Sarah was 90, here's the supernatural power of God that gives them this child. So God is saying that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So Isaac then is a type and a picture of Jesus Christ by whom we are supernaturally born again by his grace and mercy. Now he goes on. He says in verse 7, neither because they are the seed of Abraham are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Then if you don't understand that, he says, that is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for the seed. So once again, he distinguishes between the flesh and that which is of the promise, or that which is by faith, or that which is by the power of God. So,
clearly... Yeah. Yeah, so what we're saying here is you're a child of God if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and you're not a child of God if you have not.
That is exactly right. In fact, the Bible tells us that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Do you
realize that everything that we have because of Jesus Christ. Let me just read this to you, because this is vitally important.
Okay.
Someone says, well, if we're Abraham's seed, we get that land over there. I got news for you. If we're Abraham's seed, true seed, we don't just get that land over there. We have everything. The Bible says, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you're Christ, and Christ is God. In Christ, we get everything. Not some things, but everything.
Yeah, not a piece of land over there in Israel or over there in the Middle East, but we get everything.
The whole world is ours.
Yeah. And so
everything.
What we have here, brother, what we have is that a person calling themselves a Jew, may or may not be from the stock of Judah, can be a child of God, but also may not be because they haven't accepted Jesus Christ.
Right.
Is that right?
The only way they can be is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ.
Amen, brother. Amen. Well, I'm sad to say we're coming up on our last break here, and we've only got like 3-4 minutes left when we come back, folks. Get that pencil and paper working. We're going to do the contact information again. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calben Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calben Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calben Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calben at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calben Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbenpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We need hours and hours with our dear brother, Pastor John Weaver, who just gives you our lessons and our information straight from the Holy Bible, folks. I would imagine, hearing what we've heard today, brother, if we dropped you next Sunday morning in the middle of that 30,000 Christians at that Glitterbug television evangelist that's a multimillionaire dropped you in the church and gave you an hour there, there probably wouldn't be 30 people left in that place, brother, because you're telling the truth right out of the Holy Word of God, and it's spooky to Christians who haven't heard this. And listen, I went to church my whole life and never heard these kind of things.
Right.
So it is amazing the difference when you actually get into the Word of God and get out of what you learned in seminary, is it not?
That's a fact. And, you know, interestingly, it's only those people who would basically would hold a dispensational pre-mill position would even say that the Jews over in that land over there today are even Israel. And the interesting thing is there are websites, there are books where the Jews against Zionism. It's interesting that it's only a certain class of so-called Christians who will confess and acknowledge that a people who seemingly hate God and hate the Bible and hate Christ are somehow God's elect.
Yeah.
And are the seed of Abraham. I don't understand that.
My goodness gracious, brother. Well, I think that Lucifer is a great deceiver. I think that may very well explain it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, listen, brother, I want you to give out your contact information again, and I definitely look forward to seeing you Tuesday and Wednesday, but we've got to get you back on because there's so many more questions like what is Zionism, what is a Gentile? We still need to get into that and this Israel worship today that is leading us, boy, into the pits of hell, it seems like, with our soldiers over there dying for Israel every day and for oil. And so we need to have you back, brother, but would you give your contact information out again before we're out of time?
Sure, be glad to. The telephone number is 229-423-4366. That's 229-423-4366. And the address is P.O. Box 394, Fitzgerald, F-I-T-Z-G-E-R-A-L-D, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. So that's P.O. Box 394, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750.
And folks, let me tell you that my dear Pastor Weaver here has some wonderful books out there that you're going to find out about. Matter of fact, we carry two of them through Aiden Abet Police Military Newsletter. And also, he has a tape ministry that when he preaches in his church, if you get on his tape ministry, and I ask you to send some money in, don't just take the tapes because he'll send them to you, and he won't ask for a dime, but get on his tape ministry, and he will send you the tapes of his preaching each week, and it is wonderful. I mean, I've learned so much, Brother Weaver, and I thank you for that, and I thank God for you and Alice out there and your stewardship at leading us in the way we should go today, okay?
Yes, my brother.
Yes, well, we look forward to see you Tuesday and Wednesday night then, brother, and Lord, bless you in your travels and all your good work for all of us out here. Have a great evening, and thank you for being here.
Okay, give Angie our love.
I sure will, brother. Okay. Okay,
nice.
Folks, that's it for tonight. Hope you got a lot out of this. I certainly did. And we'll be back with you. Have a great weekend. Be back with you next week. Lord bless you out there. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Don't doubt it. I truly love you. Good night.
Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.